Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, buddy.
Go on and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming around the planet at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to start making greeting cards, ladies and gentlemen, Queen of the Cards, Alexis Thompson.
Bye. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, all of you. It is Monday, October 3rd, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Child Health Day. Welcome to Blue Shirt Day. Welcome to Day of Unity. Welcome to Global Smoothie Day. Welcome to Look at the Leaves Day. Welcome to Mean Girls Appreciation Day. Welcome to National Boyfriend Day. Welcome to National Butterfly and Hummingbird Day. Welcome to Caramel Custard Day. Welcome to National Consignment Shop Day. Welcome to National Family TV Show today. Welcome to Techies Day. Virus Appreciation Day. World Architecture Day.
Oh my gosh.
World Habitat Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee?
As we kick off a brand new week and hell, a brand new month now, how the hell is your coffee, Lex?
Oh, my coffee is fabulous. It's Yaucomo from Puerto Rico. So I'm having a great time drinking this, yeah. Very nice.
Dawn, how's your beverage?
I'm back to decaf tea, so I gotta wean myself off of the coffee I had in Italy every day. Yeah. You start to really jones for it. And then Project Down and Dirty, Jason was drinking coffee every day, so I need to get myself off the drug, and today is the day.
Yes. Right. You're just doing it. You're not even putting a little bit in. It's just cold turkey.
Well, I can't put a little bit into tea. I think that would be, like, I can't put coffee into tea. I don't know what I would put into a shot of caffeine, I don't know.
Or caffeinated tea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But just going cold turkey.
Yeah, I have to, you know.
Did you do caffeine every day when you were traveling?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I'm like, gosh. I'm in Italy, I'm drinking coffee.
Yes!
Well, everything's better in Europe, I've decided, as far as food goes, clothes, you know. I wouldn't necessarily say the niceness of people, but, I would get these little things at the grocery store, and it was a little, like, coffee, and you open the top, and it had a little digestive biscuit on top, like a little cookie before you even drink the coffee.
What? Really?
Yeah.
A
biscuit.
A little biscuit.
Yeah. It's a little cookie. So, yeah, that was really a fun surprise. I think I have a picture somewhere. I got, after a while, I got really tired just in general, and I didn't put up any more pictures, but I'll have to dig that one up.
Well, you shared a lot of fun videos. Did you get that jacket there?
This one I'm wearing?
Yes.
No, this
I've
is
never
an
seen
old.
That.
This is actually from the 80s that I used to wear. My sister used to wear it. But yeah, it's black and it has all these words written all over it, like relax and positive and
happiness. Oh. But it's like, it's a black jacket, like a blazer.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's almost like handwritten on it. It's like a piece of art in white.
Right.
Oh. It really pops. Oh. Yeah. It looks very European. That's what I'm saying.
Good.
I like ye.
Yeah. I will have to, I'm not sure where our stream is right now or how to get on. It's still the Film Fest one, so.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I tried various show
ones.
Meeting on the air. Yeah, I tried various links.
Yeah. Okay.
And none of them worked.
Well,
so.
I'll start a new one then. A little behind today because of the technical.
Yeah. Monday tech fun.
Manic Mondays.
That's right. I drove in right from the cabin. I rarely do that. but we were having a delightful time yesterday. So I drove in from Princeton right to the station. So I'm like, I woke up a little earlier. So I'm with you. I'm ooh, a couple speeds behind. Yeah.
What time do you have to get up there to get here?
I got up at 3:30. And Dexter kind of looked at me like, what the F are you doing?
Yeah.
And it is so, compared to the city, the immediate thing that I noticed was, it is so eerily quiet. I stepped outside, obviously, to get into my car, and the silence was like a horror movie. It was really creepy. It was so quiet, like not a cricket, not a bird, no wind, no leaves. It was so still and quiet. I was like a little kid. I ran to my car. I mean, not that it's far, but I got into my car so quickly because it just creeped me out. And I looked in the back seat. I did the whole horror movie thing to make sure there was nobody in the back seat. I've been watching Dahmer too much. So it's like, okay. And then got in the car and then drove like a bat out of hell. So, but made pretty good time. But yeah, I feel like a little slow today. So, yeah. What?
I'm just laughing. I think I don't know how your Saturdays were, but I just rested the entire day.
Yeah, I got up at noon.
Oh, did you get up at noon?
I literally slept all the way till noon.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And then I got up and watched the rest of what I caught up on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh,
and that's pretty much all I did.
Was Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't unpack. I did laundry from my trip because I hadn't unpacked my suitcases yet. But
yeah.
Those two things, Real Housewives and laundry, that's all I could manage.
That's it. Yeah. So I woke up. Colin was already at the cabin. So I woke up and I had gotten a purse for my mother at Disney. So I drove down, gave her that purse, and then drove to the cabin to meet my mother-in-law and Colin, and then just spent the night there. But I was tired. I got to about 2 o'clock, and even pulling open a pull tab, I was like, okay.
This is gonna be... You fell asleep pulling open a pull tab
in
the middle, and you're like, did I win?
I know. Did we lose? No, we lost. We lost a lot. So I was like, okay, I don't even have the energy to pull these
be
three.
Sad or
yeah. No, I wasn't even mad about it. I'm like, I just kept giving her money. I'm like, go ahead, just take whatever you want. I'll just sit here like a zombie. But I saw on Sunday, Lex, I'm sure at your house, this was going on. I watched the very end of the Vikings game.
Yes.
Did you guys wake up early on Sunday to watch?
Well, this is what was so funny. We had an antique show all weekend at the grandstand at the state fairgrounds. And so we were actually at the show.
Oh.
And what I put this on the grid because it was so funny to me. I felt like I was in a game of telephone.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden it's like, Vikings won, Vikings won, Vikings won, Vikings won. And then collectively we all cheered, like, yeah, go Vikes. So I'm not sure of the details, but I just thought it was so funny of the way we found out and, you know, and we were listening on the radio and stuff too. But what did you see? And
because
it was in London.
It was in London and it started at 8:30. And we were, oh God, what's the town? We drove away from the cabin, and Colin's not listening or he would tell me, but it's a town about 20 minutes from the cabin. And we went to a place called the Muddy Cow, I think it was, Muddy Cow. And the visual of this was so funny. They, rather tall ceilings in this place. And they had, I would gather, a dozen televisions all around the 50 to 60 inch range. And it was one TV after another. It looked like a monitor wall, but yet separate televisions. And it was all behind the bar. And these are big televisions. And like I said, a dozen of them, if not more. And North Branch. Thank you, Colin. He is actually up. North Branch. And we walk in and every television was on the Vikings game. And it was so funny. I went up to the bartender. I'm like, I wanted to ask her if she could put the Vikings game on, because it was just funny because every of these giant televisions were on the same exact thing. So we sat down and we saw the very end where the Vikings were up, I think, by 2, and the Saints did a field goal. We'll try to do a kick. Thank you. And the kick, the ball hit. Am I saying this right, Lex? I don't know. Okay. And hit the little pole thing. The goal post. And thank you, Kenny. And
takes
3 people to help a gay man try to talk about the final words of a game. But
yeah, he's helping in the background.
Yeah, Kenny's helping. Dawn's helping. Lex is helping. But and then the ball fell. That whole bar, it was so funny. There was like, it was like no one breathed. And then it was cheers when the ref made his little hand gesture. And then the whole muddy cow erupted.
Yeah, because I would have tied it.
Yes. Yeah. But
yeah,
it was fun.
I was at a meeting for my paranormal team.
Oh.
And we do that like, you know, a Sunday in the month, whatever works out for everybody. And one of our guys was just watching on his phone. And we're like, Neil, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm watching the Vikings game. And we're like, oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine. He was there. He'd chime in every now and then. We're like, it's totally fine. We get it. But he was giving us updates through his phone. So, yeah, big deal. Gosh. How great for them.
Yes. Woohoo.
And great coverage, Channel 5. And they bought the rights from the NFL Network and put that on. So, way to go. Way to go, home company. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our totals, our fundraising totals from Project Down and Dirty, year 12. We'll tell you how they are and then how you can watch the movies, I think, later today. I don't think they're up yet, but how you can get them online. Stay right there. Back after this.
McLean for Livia Weight Control Centers. I am so excited to introduce you to Livia's new Flex program. They're the best program, and they got even better with more flexibility than ever. And if you join right now, you'll receive 8 weeks free when you mention me. So this new Flex program, you get to enjoy the foods that you love. Fruit, pasta, even bread. And they have this in-person or virtual visit option, state-of-the-art equipment to measure body composition, Livia app to track your progress, and you are going to see results fast. It's actually fun to lose weight with Livia. Have you ever said that about any other program? I don't think so. Well, that's because they were voted Minnesota's best weight loss center for the second year in a row. I lost 30 pounds on the program in 8 weeks, and I know that you will have great success with them as well. So if you mention me, give them a call, 855-GO-LIVIA, or go to livia.com, and you can find a center near you. You can sign up for this program, and you'll be on your way before the holidays start. Livia.com.
Yetzer Home Store.
It's cutting out some distance. It makes everything seem hard.
Yes, it's true. Everything's still in here from Project Down and Dirty. I just want to make that clear, and I don't feel like changing it, I'll be honest.
No, no, nor should you.
I have to go through each element and take it out.
Still celebrating the movies.
That's right. We're celebrating the movies. Yes. Let It Go from Frozen, the most successful, I think the record still holds, animated movie from Disney. And celebrating the movies, Project Down and Dirty, year 12, wrapped up on Friday at the Film Fest at the Showplace Icon Theaters. Thanks to a lot of the Morning Rangers who came out, like Panda and Megan Lane and that whole crew and Cindy and all the usuals that there could be nuns and priests falling from the sky, and they would come and support. So.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks to and Alan, who rode in the limo with us. And
yes.
Such a sweet, sweet man. Such a just a good dude. So everybody, thanks for coming out. So let's go to the totals, Lex, one more time and see how we ended up for all of our charities, including our charity, or I should say, not so much charity, but wonderful organization, the Twin Cities Film Fest. Do you have the totals right there, Lex?
I am looking right now because I actually have them, changed. What's the totals, Jason?
Okay, thank you, Alexis. Coming in at number four, Team Lori and Julia. $15,710
for
Alexandra House, which fantastic. Just a wonderful, all the organizations this year, some great charities. Team Colleen and Bradley with $16,055. They raised money for One Heartland. And Team Jason and Alexis, $19,100 for Twin Cities Film Fest. And number one, Team Donna and Steve with $26,465. And they raised money for Face to Face. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No. Yeah.
Altogether, $77,330 raised.
Yes. Yep. And then when Dan, our boss, got up and talked with the ticket sales, and also there's ways to continue to raise money for these awesome organizations, it was $112,000.
Oh,
is what we
nice.
Were up to. Yeah, which puts my talk over $1 million in 12 years of Project Down and Dirty.
That's crazy. That's
pretty
just
cool.
So amazing to think about. 12 years and some years, you know, bigger pots than other years, but
yes.
Altogether, that's just a lot of money over 12 goofy years and a lot of money for wonderful charities in the Twin Cities for more than a decade plus. So thanks, everybody, because there's so many little $5 donations and $100 donations and some even the overnight. We got a $1,700 donation to the Twin Cities Film Fest.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All adds up.
No matter what you could give, you always do give. And we're so appreciative. So thank you, my talkers. Once again, you showed up, girl. You showed up.
Yes. And if you couldn't make it
yep,
to see the films, you can stream them for $10. And of course, all the proceeds will be divided between the four charities. And if you go to mytalk1071.com, you can purchase that. And you can see all of the films at home.
Right now.
It's
is it right
start,
now?
No, it's not right now.
Okay.
It says here that that link will be sent out early this evening. So
okay.
To anyone who purchases, do it now. Of course, it's unlimited. Mm-hmm. But that will bring us even more money in.
Yeah.
I had such a good time this year. It was very chaotic and hectic and had some ups and downs for sure. But when I look back at what we did and all the teams did, ugh.
Yeah,
this was like
cool.
One of my favorites, I think.
Yeah, it was and started with a good script. I mean, it started with a good foundation. So without that, come on, we would.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to actually do the script sometime, like the full script without all of the. Because if you didn't know, you didn't attend the script. What we did is our director Adrian had the idea he wanted to do an office style mockumentary, and so we took the script that I had written and added those other elements and chopped it up. And so that combination together, I thought was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff was cut.
And
scenes
I'm like,
were truncated.
I would like to do it and just do the script, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
Probably not with us, I'm sure, but
of course with you guys. Are you kidding? Who else
Alexis.
Could be? Who else could be those characters?
Oh, so many people.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just laughing because
okay.
I just
way.
I'm thinking.
Look at the time. What time is it? Gosh, oh, the music's coming up in just a little bit.
I'm just thinking of how much great stuff you wrote that didn't make it, or all of a sudden it was like, oh, we're chopping that off.
Yeah, we chopped scenes up, but still, yeah. I think overall people were cracking up.
It was so funny and so much fun, yeah. And, you know, working, just even taping and having the experience was just awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks to our crew, Tomas and Adrian, and all the extras. And yeah, so go watch it today if you couldn't make it. The link will be posted later today. We'll be back right after this. Arthur taking the audio right from the movie there. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Continuing our celebration of the movies, B. Arthur put together a collection of some of your favorite movie soundtrack pieces. This is, of course, from Dirty Dancing. I've had the time of my life. I think Colleen mentioned this in the final Q&A. We did three Q&As on Friday night following the screening of all four films. And at the last one, and I wondered if someone was going to mention it, there was an incident with Dawn. Do you mind if we talk about that, Dawn?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I don't care.
Are you sure?
No, it's fine. I mean, it's, you know, what happened to me? I got trapped.
Oh, right. Right.
We don't have to.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. Okay. I don't care. Okay. I think it's funny. I mean, at the time I was terrorized, but other than that.
Yeah. Okay, we won't have to talk about it.
I feel bad because you FaceTimed me and I didn't get it. And I was like, oh no.
No, please talk about it. Okay. I'm just being dramatic.
Okay. I was standing with Alexis getting some water after one of the screenings. And I noticed my wrist was vibrating a couple
on
times.
Apple Watch.
On my Apple Watch. And I thought maybe it was Colin or whatever, but it was three or four in succession. And I looked down and it was a group text. And I thought, oh God, is something happening? And something was happening. It was from Dawn. And it was to
all
the dudes.
At first, it was one to all the guys.
Yeah. And then
this is at the theater, the Showcase Icon Theater.
Well, then I'll stop. And then from your point of view, Dawn, what happened?
My headphones just came unplugged.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
All right. No, I said, so that was my perspective from the very beginning. So you can pick it up from there. So
sure.
I get this text from you and there was trouble. There was trouble.
Help!
I said, help. Please help me. Somebody, some guy come and get me. So I went to the bathroom really quick in between screenings. We didn't have a lot of time in between these Q&As. And nobody was in this bathroom. So I ran in there and I peed my heart out. And then when I opened the door, there's all these guys standing there at a urinal. And I was in the men's room. And I quickly shut the door and I was like, oh my God, oh God, oh God, I can't go out there. I don't even know where the exit is. What if I see somebody's members only? I mean, you just don't know what you're going to see. And then it was so gross in there. People were farting. It was stinky. It was so disgusting. I was like, oh, I feel like I'm in some old saloon. In the 1800s, it's like, I can't get out of here quick enough. So I hid in there. And I couldn't believe, I'm like, why? This is worse. Just knowing that they just do this. I've heard they do, but now I get to really experience it.
They just want to get in and out.
Yeah. And I think it's like, maybe if you do it more, it's like you're the dominant male or something.
Oh,
so
it's like, showing off.
If you fart more, it might be like,
oh,
I'm the dominant man.
Bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the first text I sent to Steve, Rocco, Grant, who else? Well, of course, Jason and Bradley. And I said, I'm in the men's room with 8! Help me. I'm in a stall. The next one, I widened the net a little bit and I sent, actually, then I put, help, I'm in the men's room, just to Alexis. And then I tried to FaceTime her.
Oh, gosh.
And then I sent it to the whole staff. And it says, Help, I'm in the men's room. Help, help, help me. Help. Send a guy, I'm in a stall. Help, I'm in the men's room. Help, help, help me. So finally, Jason ran. I heard Jason's voice, and he's like, Dawn, Dawn. And then I just held my phone up at the top of the stall. I'm like, I'm here. I'm here. And he's like, all right, I'll clear it out. And then he, it was like he was leading me out of a bomb zone, like a trench in the war. That's the way we acted.
I thought you, like, the mechanism for the stall wasn't working.
Oh.
And you were literally trapped in there. Like, you couldn't get out.
Oh.
That's what I thought initially.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought the same thing.
Like, you didn't want to crawl on the floor, which, ew.
Yes.
No one wants to do that on any bathroom floor.
No, but I was just too embarrassed to leave. Is that ridiculous?
No, but I thought the same thing as Alexis. I thought the same thing as Alexis.
Big deal. So you're in the men's room. Just walk out.
Why? I mean, well, I just thought now that I know the details of what
happened.
It was
a full restroom.
If it was full, yeah. And there's tooting and rooting and yeah.
And peeing. And
oh, yeah.
I should have just walked out and said, that's some good peeing.
good job.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, then two men speaking Spanish came in because it was almost cleared out. And I heard them talking about that, like, is that a man or a woman? Because my high heels, and I heard, I could understand their Spanish. And then one of them got in the stall right next to me.
Oh.
And I'm like, are they going to peek over the top? Like, what's happening? But then, I don't know if they did because I just had my head down.
Oh.
Well, we were by the concessions.
Yeah.
And again, having a drink of water, and Lex had just offered her glass of water to me. She goes, do you want some? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a drink. So I took a drink, and then again, my wrist was vibrating with some regularity. And then I looked down and I'm like, oh God.
Well, so from my point of view, we're having water, and all of a sudden, Jason looks at his watch and sprints.
He runs.
And I was like, oh my gosh, we're late for the screening. B. Arthur's going to be pissed.
Is that what you thought?
That's
what I wouldn't have left you.
Well, I was like, oh my gosh, I better chase him. So here I am running after you, and my talkers are like, Alexis, you know, wanted to talk about the films or, you know, just say hey. And I was like, I'm late for the screening.
Oh
my God.
And then I saw Steve and Julia, and I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and then Jason was like, I have to go apologize to Alexis because I just left her.
Yeah. I just left.
You didn't even tell me what was going on.
No. I just, you know, when you read someone's trapped in such and such place,
right.
I just reacted and ran. And I think I said to Dawn once we evacuated, I said there was a My Talker that... that as I'm running, I heard them say, where is he going? Jason's running. Like, what's happening? What's wrong? And I just turned around. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. And yeah, went in there. And then I saw Dawn's little hand waving from atop the... Well, not that you need to feel better or should feel better, but I know, because I saw it happen, you were one of... Two My Talk hosts that did that, Dawn.
What?
So do not feel bad. Yeah. Yes.
Lori almost walked right in there.
Lori, yes.
A lot of My Talkers too. Yeah, we were right. We were together, Jace, and a lot of My Talkers too.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the way that the bathrooms are labeled at Showplace Icon Theater, it's almost like a loop, kind of like they do at Target Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't realize that because you think there's like, oh, this is the men, and then this is the other opening, this is the women's. But no, it's two full loops.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming to my rescue. I have this thing where I've never seen a guy pee before, and I don't want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I keep the mystery alive. I don't want to see.
That's my song.
I'm like, I don't see people pee. So I'm like, I don't want. That's the only thing that I'm a virgin of, I think, is to see a guy pee. Well, there's other things,
but
it's one of the things.
One of the things.
Well, and then to come out.
Oh, man.
Did you not notice? This sounds accusatory. It's not. I'm just saying.
Oh,
Did you have to pee so bad? Did you not notice the urinals on your way in?
No way. Okay. I was just looking at the stalls to see which one was open.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I got it. Because we had between the first and second screening, we had very little. And plus, it was a little hurried, not hurried, but poor B. Arthur was like wrangling cats because she was trying to be in various areas and we didn't know where to go. We didn't know what auditorium.
Because there were three screenings.
There were three screenings. So we didn't know as hosts what house we should go to next. And again, poor B. Arthur, not only does she need to shepherd us, but, there's other places that she needs to go and people are pulling her in all sorts of directions. So it was just a little hairy. Yeah. And people, not quite sure what to do. So
she said that it was like herding nine adorable kittens.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. And then, getting us down there and then moving us to the next one and then going to the, and then waiting and then going to the next one and trying to time everything out. It was a little, so I can see where people just like Dawn just needed to pee and needed to pee quickly and get that done. But yeah, Lori did an about face. She was, oh my God. She walked in and saw
too much.
Well, no, I think she ran into a gentleman. She saw a guy coming out.
We're like, she's Lori, like, Lori, don't, no, Lori, no, no, Lori.
Yeah. And then a dude was walking. She's like, oh God. One more little note. Speaking of the bosses, I guess I don't know how this came to be, but I had a couple people tell me about this, Panda being one of them. I guess the Emperor pulled out his dusty wallet and bought dinner for some Mai Talkers. I don't know how that came to be. I don't know the circumstances, but he bought dinner. I'm sure Megan or Panda or Kim will tell us. But
some of our platinum listeners were having some food and. He recognized them and bought him dinner.
Nice.
Yeah. And I saw them go. Grant and I, because, the ladies had a really nice, they really had a nice little situation where the ladies got to get makeup and hair. And Grant and I laugh. We're like, we don't have much hair and it won't take much for us to get ready. So yeah. I don't get to spend a lot of time with Grant. So I said, hey, let's go grab a beverage. And talk. So we're sitting there and just visiting. And again, I don't get to talk to him much. And we saw the Platinum group walk by for dinner. And then lo and behold, boom, Emperor Seaman moved the bats out of his wallet in the dust and pulled out their credit card. And so that was very nice of you, Emperor. It was very nice of you. And those Platinum folks deserve it. 642, friends. When we come back, Nick Cannon has his 10th child, and Alexis has all the paternity information. Plus, Dawn and I watched, I'm just going to assume you watched it, maybe not Dawn, the 48th season premiere of SNL.
Yes.
I have thoughts. I have thoughts on that. It's a big transition year. How is that transition going? All of that when we return. Welcome back. We're continuing to celebrate the movies, wrapping up Project Down and Dirty, Year 12 Film Fest, with a collection of soundtracks from some of your favorite movies. This, of course, I don't need to tell you, is 9 to 5. Dolly Parton was actually part of the deal with Jane Fonda, who also produced and starred. Dolly said she wouldn't be in the movie unless she could also write a theme song for it. And of course, Jane Fonda and her producing partner obliged, and Dolly Parton famously sat on the set and started thinking about all the sounds that make up an office. And she heard somebody on a typewriter and she started mimicking that sound on her fingernails and started playing it like an old washing board. And that's how she got the rhythm, the main bass line for 9 to 5.
And proceeded to write. Can you imagine that film without that song?
No. No.
It just makes it.
Well, and can you imagine having, and again, we've said it before, I think when we were listening to that Dolly Parton podcast, can you imagine having that type of skill?
Yeah.
Oh, that you can just crank out a song like that, and not just a song, but just a hit.
A hit song,
That's an amazing talent and gift that woman has. Anyway, 9 to 5 available on various streaming sites. Welcome back, though. Hey, Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
While we were having a weekend, Nick Cannon became a father for the 10th time, right, Lex?
That's right. His third child with Brittany Bell, and he announced on Instagram and Twitter, probably the most difficult labor and delivery I've ever witnessed. He says 48 hours of excruciating pain and life-risking danger to welcome 10 pounds of love and joy named Rise Messiah Cannon. Rise Messiah.
Very dramatic.
What a name to live up to.
Yeah. I hope he's a morning person. Rise, Messiah.
Yeah.
Easter is his favorite day.
Right. He loves the
Epiphany.
He sleeps
in a tomb.
The tweets about it have been so funny. Some people, one joked that they're going to run out of names soon.
Yeah. Oh, they're using up all the names. They're going to have to recycle some.
Oh, there's a few I can't read. One says, wow, Rise Messiah, that's a lot to live up to. What if the kid just wants to be a vet tech or work at Best Buy?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's
exactly.
Fantastic.
Another tweets, another Avenger for Nick Cannon, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., Strategic Human Inventory, Evolution, and Longevity Division.
Yeah, he could have a whole Avengers team, couldn't he?
Oh, yes.
And two basketball teams. They could play each other. His kids could play each other in basketball.
Isn't it like it's enough for a baseball team, in my understanding? He could, one of those,
Uh-huh. And we know baby 11 is on its way because De La Rosa announced that she's pregnant with her third child, and that was back in June, so.
It's just, okay.
Yeah.
Again, it's not even, as Stern was talking about this, it's not even a matter of financially being available for the kids. It's just like on an emotional level. You know, how is that possible? It's, anyway.
Scheduling all of that, you'd hope that the baby mamas are pleasant to each other, too.
Yeah. And cooperative. Coordinating, yeah. It's a lot of schedules to try to coordinate. Yeah. Plus, Nick's a busy guy. He has like 50 jobs.
Oh, yeah. So.
The 48th season premiere of SNL debuted on Saturday night. Kendrick Lamar was the musical guest. Dawn, you watched?
I did, yes. I did little bits and pieces. I didn't watch it live.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've lost, what, 10 cast members?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know who these people are.
Did you recognize the show at all?
It's a smaller cast. Chloe Fineman, you know, she's still there. And, of course, Kenan Thompson is there. And I don't know about you, but my favorite skit was Chloe Fineman. You know that commercial that you see of Nicole Kidman in the movie theater?
I have it queued up.
Oh,
it's
good.
Funny that
okay.
You said that. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So she reenacted that. Here it is.
Yeah. It's the minute you. It's. Yeah. I'm just going to roll it. Here we go.
We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to laugh. To cry.
Oh, God, no.
To care. Because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim.
Oh, I can't describe it.
And we go places we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn. Together.
She creeps out Kenan Thompson, who's just a regular moviegoer next to her.
Alexis, have you seen that commercial? You might not
have
been
seen,
to that. Okay.
I have seen the commercial for it. I just didn't watch the SNL clip. But, oh, my gosh, it sounds hilarious, especially with the fake laughs in the background.
Well, I thought of Alexis and Dawn. I don't know if you saw this one. There was a skit about the Be Real app. Where Lex, it's a bank is being robbed.
Oh no!
And all the employees are on the ground, and one of the employees starts to do their beat. They all get the notification to be real.
Yeah.
So
and Miles Teller was the host this week. So
yeah, here's a little bit of that.
Tell us what be real is.
It's amazing. It's this app that blew up over the summer. It's the only honest social media.
You think I'm an idiot? Honest social media doesn't exist.
You're so cynical. I was too. But with Be Real, you can only post once a day when the app sends out a notification.
So everyone posts a pic at the same time, no matter where they are or what they're doing.
Oh, so there's no posturing.
Stop engaging.
And it's not status-oriented, and that's why it's called Be Real.
Yes, yes, you're getting it. Everybody needs to shit.
And everybody starts posing.
Even the robber?
Even the robber starts to, yeah.
Because you have to, because the Be Real app. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Oh.
And the last line, Lex, I thought of you. Here's the very end of the skit.
I'm going to be real.
No.
Be Real today. Probably only a couple more months before it stops being fun.
Only two more months before it stops being fun. Yeah, maybe a little quicker. Yeah.
2 days. Yeah.
2 days.
And the cold open really made fun of the fact that they didn't, that this is going to be a bad show, that they don't even have a cast. It was the Manning brothers doing a play-by-play of what was going to happen. So,
oh, that's hilarious. But it sounds like you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, you just, it was like an invigorating, like, oh my God, how are these? But it's giving these people that I've never seen before, really, that were like sideline players, a chance to shine.
Yeah.
And they're coming to the front of the front of the stage now, and it's really cool. I like it. I'm excited to see what happens with it. And then you still have Bo and Yang as well, who I love.
Oh yes.
He is like top choice.
Yeah, Chloe and Keenan and Bowen, there were enough anchors to, you know,
then you have
some
Michael Che and Colin.
Yes.
Shows.
For a transitional year, I thought it was a really strong season premiere. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Nice.
And I'm liking Michael Longfellow. He was on Weekend Update. He's a comedian. I think he's going to be a star. We're going to take a break. The second hour, begins right after this.
Hour.
Sex hour or whatever. We'll be right back.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.